You're listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
As the Omicron variant rages through the city of New York, we continue to take as many precautions as we can here in our own facility. We continue to check people's temperatures and ask those that are not feeling well to remain at home. We have seen a number of our congregation become infected with the variant, and yet we're very thankful that it's not been very serious for any of our people. I'm out on the street walking down 9th Avenue toward a hardware store, and it's good to see the city much more alive than it's been in quite a few months. And I know that some of this is tourists coming in for Christmas and New Year's. And as you walk the streets, you see typical New York. Just passed a gentleman who's on the sidewalk begging tourists for money. Walked past the notorious traffic cop. Twice a week we have to move our vehicles for street sweeping. And unfortunately, you have to remain in your vehicle for an hour and a half. Street sweeping begins at 11. And if you're not out in your vehicle by 11 and a traffic cop stops by, they'll write you a ticket of $65. If you don't remain in your vehicle between 11 and 12:30, they'll write you a ticket for $65. And so it's a constant battle to have your vehicles here in the city. Thankfully, we're able to park in front of the building, and that saves us having to park in a garage or a lot. Years ago, we used to park one of the vans in an outdoor lot that was quite a few streets away. Matter of fact, it was 8 blocks south of us and 2 avenues west of us. And that lot cost us $550 a month just to park one of our vehicles. So we're very grateful that we have the opportunity to park in front of our building. But you see the police cars going by, people on electric bikes, motorbikes, elderly people, young people, children. You know, once again, reminded as we start this new year that life is about people. And we're very grateful and thankful for the opportunities that God has given us here in this city to touch people with His gospel. And I look forward to the number of people that the Lord is going to bring into our facility this year in our evangelistic services. And Lord willing, we're going to add an additional Chinese service here in the next few months. We've discovered that we have Cantonese speakers and Mandarin speakers that attend our chapel. And so when we have a sermon in Mandarin, the Cantonese speakers are not understanding. And from time to time, we'll play a sermon in Cantonese, and then the Mandarin speakers are not understanding. And so our intention is to add a 4th service on Wednesday. We'll have to begin our day a little earlier than normal, but hopefully that will solve the language problem. We have people that speak Ukrainian and Russian that would like to have services. And so will you pray this year in 2022 that the Lord will provide in such a way that we can continue to add these language chapels to the ministry that we have here in New York City. And will you also pray that the Lord will continue to provide us with the volunteers that we need to conduct the food ministry? We're thankful for the beneficial deed ministry that God has entrusted us with. We're thankful for the donations that come to us regularly from Trader Joe's. We could use a few more drivers. Would you pray that the Lord would provide drivers to help us continue to pick up this food? It was amazing over the holidays, a number of Trader Joe's that we don't even pick up food from contacted us and asked us, will you come and help us? We've got a heavy volume of food, and the organizations that we're relying on to take our donations are not coming. Well, unfortunately, we had to tell them we couldn't help them. We just don't have the staff. We don't have the vehicles. We don't have the funds to expand our operation there in that area. But God has called us to preach the gospel, and I'm thankful that the Beneficial Deed Ministry enables us to love our neighbor. But our focus is getting the gospel of God on to people who've never heard it in their language groups in this great city of the world. And so we're thankful for people like you, people that take the time to listen, and then people that take the time to pray. And please, as you pray for the ministry up here, pray that the Lord would give us His wisdom, that we would know what the Lord wants us to do in 2022. So God bless you, and may you have a wonderful new year.
You've been listening to Stories from New York, the official podcast of New York Gospel Ministries. NYGM is strategically located in the heart of Manhattan and seeks to spread the good news of the message of Jesus Christ by the way of daily food distribution, the International Training Center, and the International Preaching Station. We invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/NYGM.